yourself. You're better alone. You don't need them or anyone. None of that is working out. Now that you're finding out, would I wish that, would I wish that you've never figured it out.
Alrighty, so if you could just say your name and what band you are in.
So my name is Eric. My band is Benzin. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Music. Benzin.
Nice. All right, so I guess just start it right off. And so when did you decide to get into music? Like, what made you want to be a musician?
I think a defining moment. I wanted to do something in sixth grade. There's like a talent show, and I didn't really have much hobbies other than like just playing soccer. But I wanted to like play music, and I was like really into the Strokes at the time. So
nice.
I wanted to play Reptilia, but little did I know it was like stuff like the solo took years of training, and I got my guitar in sixth grade, and everything else came later, like guitar, playing guitar got me into bass, got me into drums and everything.
Nice. Out of those instruments, which one is your favorite?
That's a really tough one. I like guitar, but I also like drums because I was in drumline, but guitar, it's like you can just pick up and instantly make a song.
Yeah.
Stuff. I can't pick favorites, but guitar and drums.
Nice. Yeah, those are always really fun. So you mentioned you really like the Strokes. So who would you say, like, what band or what style of music would you say you draw the most inspiration from?
That is also a good question.
Starting off with some tough ones.
I would say a more era is like, mm-hmm. 90s punk.
So nice. You
got like Alistair.
Yep.
Or early 2000s too, like Alistair. Sum 41, Blink, Lagwagon. You got 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
Kind of like just put it in a bottle and shake it all up, and hopefully that's what I aim to be.
Yeah, I could hear that. I could hear the 90s and early 2000s sounds, which is absolutely some of my favorite kind of music. So I totally get it. So,
Thank you. <laughs> So
you talked about in sixth grade and how you just wanted to be in do a little solo thing. But like, why is music important to you? Like, what draws you to it?
I would say like freedom of expression,
mm-hmm.
because mean, everyone expresses themselves in different ways, you could say. And like I said, like drums and guitar are my favorite instruments, mostly because I could just improvise. And, you know, whatever I'm feeling, I feel like I could play on the spot.
And,
you know, polish it up and then boom, there's a song. So I would say freedom of expression.
Nice. That's the good way to do it. And music definitely has a lot of that creative freedom, which is good. Which, like, how do you write? Like, what's your songwriting creative process? You don't have to go too in-depth if you don't want to, but...
I don't have a complete structure in how I do it. Sometimes, like, a full song can just pop up out of nowhere, and then I rush to, like, a pen and paper, or I open, like, a GarageBand off my phone. Or sometimes it's, like, lyrics-wise, I write, like, two lines I think is really good, and then months later, I write two more lines, and then months later, and then until a full song comes out, and then I scrap it, and then, you know, recycle and pick and choose.
I get that. I like to do a lot of writing, more just, like, yeah, but more, like, creative story writing kind of things, but, like, that's how it goes a lot of times. It's just like, oh, this is great, and you, like, write it down really fast, and you end up with six pages, and then you're like, no, I need to delete all of it, or... happens very slowly too. I totally get that. So, dream collaboration. Who would you want to work with?
I would say for drums, I would want Travis Barker for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Bass. I would say the guy from Rancid. I don't know his name.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, bassist from Rancid. I'll get the bassist from Rancid and the guitar. I'll do rhythm, and then for lead. That's a really good one. For lead, oh, Brown Sound from Sum 41.
Mm, nice. That'd be really interesting to hear. That's for sure. So do you see music like this with your band Benzin being like long-term, like, I hope it is because your music is amazing. But, like, where do you hope that your music will take you in the future?
So that's a really funny story about that. I really thought the EP was, like, a one-and-done kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in my perspective, that's what Swan Song was about, was, like, you know, do I keep going with music? Because I, at the time, I really felt like it was the end. Like, I've played music with bands and stuff over the years. And
then,
you know, things fizzle out, things
back
and forth. And then Benzin was kind of like the last bastion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Swan Song was kind of like, do I go on? And so I really thought it was like a short time thing.
Yeah, so you're thinking it'll keep going in the future?
For the time being, you know, that's what can, fingers crossed.
Nice. I hope so too, because I would love to have some more songs from you, because they're on my playlist right now, and I just keep hitting Swan Song. I love that one. So you mentioned some bands that you've worked with. Who have you worked with?
There's a lot of local bands. The longest one was Distorted Awareness, which we started in high school. I was a sophomore at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also like a heavier sounding pop punk post. I don't like using the term pop punk, but
yeah, that kind of vibe.
We played venues around San Diego, like Queen Bee's and House of Blues.
Wow, nice.
We were starting to like get noticed, and then things just fizzled out, and then from there I was just filling in for bands, and then I got tired of it, and I was like, I want to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. I was a drummer for all these bands, and then Benzin was kind of the band I wanted to be like, be the front man.
Yeah.
Really do my own thing, and that's how it came about.
Nice, very nice. So. So what are some things that you hope that your listeners or audience members will take away from your songs?
That everything is genuine.
Yeah. Yes.
For the time being, I mean, that that I want, like, people that listen is to hopefully understand that, once again, I don't like using this term, but pop punk. Mm-hmm. But I hope they would understand is, like, it's not all whining and, you know,
yeah,
themes of, you know, teenageness and stuff. I'm really, believe me, I'm trying. I'm trying to make songs, like, more adult-oriented, so you can't really,
yeah,
like, oh, I'm listening to, like, childish things and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's about things that are more, less teenage angst, more adult, just kind of...
More adult angst.
More adult angst, yeah. There's a difference. I would say there's definitely a difference there.
Just more adult themes, less whining, less screeching voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So hopefully everyone can take away something from that.
Yeah, I definitely... And I... Personally, I definitely got some... That it was very genuine. Like, I could really tell that you cared about these songs, and they were really, really good.
Thank you, though.
Yeah.
A fact about the EP, it's... Mm-hmm. I played every instrument and
composed, oh, wow,
all of it. So what you're hearing, guitar, bass, drums, singing, was entirely just one person. Not at the same time, but...
That'd be impressive if you could do all of that at the same time, but that's incredible, yeah. So, nice. And, like, so do you have any... I don't know if you can tell too much, but, like, upcoming shows, or do you have any plans for albums? Like,
the thing about me is if I say something, it doesn't really happen.
Yeah, no, I get that. But you're, like, just hopes for someday, just...
Definitely, we are looking for shows. Mm-hmm. Two members did join.
Nice.
They couldn't be here today for their obligations, but mm-hmm. We are looking for shows. We are looking to play, you know, anything, weddings, funerals.
Nice.
Just anything. We are looking. We're in contact with a couple of people. Hopefully, things go in fruition. All I can really say for now is, you know, keep on the lookout on our social media. We have an Instagram, you know, BENZIN_CV. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, and other, like, Amazon Music. And I would just say keep on the lookout. We are in contact on the 27th to play open mic night at the Student Union.
Oh, SDSU. Cool.
So, once again, everything will be announced on social media.
Oh, yeah.
So, all yes. I can say is keep on the lookout.
I definitely will. Yeah, for sure. So, what is something that you wish somebody would have said to you, or you wish to say to other upcoming musical artists, or what's something you wish somebody would have said to you?
I would say keep doing what you love, because you don't know when the opportunities might not happen. Like, basically, like, in a less cheesy way, chase your dreams.
Yeah.
Because at the time, bouncing between bands, I was like, I was not really, like, able to explain. You can't really express too much as a drummer. Like, you know, you play stuff, and then with Benz, I can really, like, it was more of a passion project, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, start your own art, do it. Like, what's stopping you from doing your own art?
Nice. That's really good. So you mentioned you had some other band members. How did you guys meet?
Marching band.
Oh, cool. Are you at the SDSU marching band?
Not that much. I just have a marching band. We've actually known each other for since high school, early high school. I was a sophomore, and then the bassist and drummer, Gabe and Vince, they're a year younger than me. So, and we're all in band. We all, you know, the funny part is, like, the instruments we all played in band have nothing to do with the instruments we're playing in bands in, but...
That happens.
Life works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's cool that you've known those people for so long. Does that help? Do you think that helps or retracts from the, like, band experience, knowing people for that long? Because sometimes it can be tough working with, like, really close friends or something.
I don't think there's any issues. I mean, we all understand how each other works and stuff. Like, it's I would say it's less volatile if you like be in a band with people you just met, because then you don't know what's gonna happen. Really.
Exactly. And when you're friends, you understand each other's creative process and understand how thoughts come about and all that. So
so far, everyone's been pretty cool about everything. So
nice. You
know, no dirty laundry to air. No drama. Sorry, everyone who's listening.
That's okay. We have enough drama going on in the world. It's good to get a little break.
That is true. That is true.
So how do you deal with stage fright? Because that's a pretty... I mean, everybody gets it, so...
So luckily... all of us were in marching band.
Yeah.
So we kind of had to deal with stage fright a little early. Like, you know, football games on Friday nights, you'd be having both sides of the field watching you, the football team watching you. And then, you know, also, it's a little less known fact, I guess, to the general public, but there are marching band competitions. And we'd go to the weekend and play in front of other schools and judges. And then, so you got just getting used to it over time. And then we were also playing with my other band, Distorted Awareness. We were playing like house parties and venue shows. So, you know, luckily we got it pretty early. And it's the thing about like playing in front of people, it's like a good kind of nervous.
Yeah.
And it's only like, people who perform can kind of understand what I mean, but like you get nervous right before you play, but then when you start playing, it's like, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I got this.
Yeah, you can, you understand, and you feel more excited than nervous at that point. And after rehearsing for so long, it just kind of comes out and you're just doing it. Nice.
That's what practice is for.
Exactly. Nice. Well, I only have some fun questions left. So, what's the most useless or interesting talent you have?
I used to be able to put my thumbs really far back, but not anymore.
I get you. Gotta love being double jointed and all that.
You can do it way better than I can.
Yeah. I don't know if...
Oh.
I don't know. Everybody seems to be shocked that you can, that I can touch my thumb to my arm.
Well, people can break that. How do you do that?
It's all good. I just, you know, it's a fun question to get to know people a little better. So is there anything else you would like to cover, or like band-wise or just in life? You know. Anything you want people to know?
We are on Instagram, BENZIN_CV. We have Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, a lot of things. Eventually we'll be on SoundCloud. If you don't want to pay anything, download for free. And YouTube as well. You know, just come support local bands. Hope to see you on the 27th, Student Union, SDSU, and just keep on the lookout for upcoming shows. That's all I can really say right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
That was an interview with Eric M., who is the creator of Benzine, the band. That was absolutely amazing. Go give them a listen on Spotify or Apple Music, wherever you get your music. If you are a local band and you would like to be on this, or if you have, if you're just interested in being interviewed, if you have like a band or are in the entertainment industry at all, hit me up at my Instagram called Podcast by Evie. Evie is spelled EVIE, not like the Pokemon. So yeah, DM me there and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Feel it strong.
I know I did it. Would it guess that?